It's the waitingfornextyear.com podcast. This is Dave Sterling with me via internet web link. I assume you're at an internet cafe or a library. Chris Clem.
I'm at an internet cafe, and it's been a long wait for these guys to finish up their game of StarCraft so I can squeeze on in.
Well, I'm glad you were able to, and I'm glad it seems to be pretty quiet there this time of night in Chicago.
Yeah, everybody left. It's just me and some guy looking at bikini pictures
that are slowly loading. To the listener, was planning on doing a little NBA trade deadline talk, and then I fired up the old Twitter, saw that Andrew and Craig had just done that. So, time to cover the same territory.
Mr. Craig ruining everything.
Everything. Luckily, it's not as if there's some sort of, you know, forum where he could tell people what he was planning or anything like that, but he's not going to listen to this anyway. So
maybe some sort of private messaging app.
Yeah, but one that wasn't too like official, you know.
Okay, like one that was kind of loose.
Yeah, laid back, I'd say.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So first of all, Stauskas.
Saus Castillo.
Come and gone in the blink of an eye. Do you think they did any like promo stuff in Cleveland? Like, okay, so who were the players that the Cavs got and then never played for them? I'm counting on you to do all the work here tonight.
What, Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin and then traded them the next day?
So you're somebody, let's do a little hypothetical. You're somebody who works for the Cavs. You get this piece of paper across your desk that says we've got these guys, and you're like, did they make the web page for them? Did they go and take a picture of them for the screen? Like, did they Photoshop one? Did they bother making one of the blue jerseys for them? Like, what did they, or did
they definitely, making one of the blue jerseys for them, because I tried to get a Larry Nance Jr. jersey and they didn't even have any in my size. They had like five in the entire team shop.
So do you think there was a little note from Kobe on it that just said, promo team, don't worry about it. These guys are
hold
chips.
Off on asking them what their favorite Christmas present was.
Yeah, exactly. Machine gun. That was my favorite, because they asked Zydrunas Ilgauskas that, and his favorite Christmas present was machine gun. Don't know if
wait,
it was
real
or I was at a game when Z was still playing, and his favorite Christmas present was machine gun. Whether it was a
Lithuania
real machine
was
gun,
a lot tougher than I realized.
Hey, man, I mean, growing up when he did, could have been just a legit AK-47.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you're right. I don't think they added him to the intro. What is the intro?
I'm shocked Machine Gun Kelly hasn't sampled that Zydrunas Ilgauskas bit.
Yeah, that is a great... I wonder who has those archives.
Somebody has to. Yeah. Now you can download them on your phone. They have some app you can download it. Your 15 minutes of fame or whatever.
Let's see how far back it goes. To see if you can
get it all the way back to 1983
to 2002. So
here's DeJuan Wagner. The pride of Camden, New Jersey. I still remember this terrible ESPN docuseries that they tried to make, and it was like one of the episodes was about the Cavs and Cleveland sports fandom, and this guy driving a riverboat, which I didn't even know they had on Lake Erie or the Cuyahoga River, was talking about how everybody in the town was excited because they had DeJuan Wagner. And I don't remember anybody being excited about that.
Yeah. I remember that he was a player on our team.
He scored 100 points in a high school game. That was his big claim to fame.
Obviously that's going to translate into the NBA.
There was a dude who played in like in one of those Division IV schools in Portage County who averaged 45 points a game, and he couldn't even get he got cut from Cleveland State as a walk-on and then tried to go to the University of Akron, and didn't make the team, and he used to always play in the rec center, and he was legit not good. And he would like talk shit and be like, I scored 40 points a game in high school, and literally nobody cared because he was like 5'8".
Yeah, it turns out you just went to a high school that was small and yeah, played and other high schools.
He could shoot small. Good.
Yeah. I'm surprised he did not sign up with DeJuan Wagner to play for the Cavs.
I mean, honestly, I want to see a Riverboat guy going, man, I'm excited this year. We got some kid from Portage County scored 45 points a game.
Against, yeah, see, we played, my high school, Woodridge, was in Summit County by quite a bit. But we played in the Portage County League because of our size was equivalent to all the farming community high schools.
Okay.
There was no way we could compete against the Stowes and the Cuyahoga Falls and stuff like yeah. that. So we the played Hudson's. Our share of Wyndham and Mogadore. Yeah.
Well, Waterloo. It's funny because like, Waterloo, even in the Beacon Journal where they published all those high school scores, they would have like box scores for some of them. And then it would get down to the Division IV schools and it would just be like the score of the game. Yeah. If that.
Yeah. If the guy made it like. Because at the time, he needed to make a phone call. Like, he wasn't even texting that in or uploading it from where he was. He needed to call and go, hey, Jerry, 34-22. And that was Jerry, a basketball score.
I scored 45 points last night.
Jerry, this guy just put up 45 against Field.
Field against the Falcons.
Against the Field Falcons. Portage County Talk here on your waitingfornextyear.com podcast coming at you. We're going to talk about all the Portage County League player movement at the trade deadline.
Wait till you see how he lit up Manaway.
Braden Stevenson putting up 45 a game. Sorry.
Honestly, though. It's basically the same thing as if we talked about Jared Blossom game. Like nobody listening even knows who that is, and he's been the Cavs' like fifth best player this season.
Yeah, and he's got the first best name on the team. Like because he feels
Blossom
like,
game.
Yeah, I kind of want the jersey just because it's Blossom game. Like it also sounds kind of like something that at Field, like the ninth football game, is the Blossom game.
Oh, that makes sense. I was going to say it sounds like one of those independent titles on the Nintendo Switch eShop Blossom game.
I'm sure it's pretty good. I mean, the Japanese translation's not very good, but
it's a Japanese RPG, Charon Blossom game.
Yeah, that's
I got something that okay, let's see. Honestly, I want to test you. You name 10 players on the Cavs roster 10? Without looking it up?
Okay, 10. I officially have the Cavs Reddit on my screen, but I will minimize that.
Okay. Do not look at it.
I'm not looking. I'm looking at a picture of a road winding through a field.
There's at least 5 I think you won't be able to get. That's why.
Okay.
Let's just get how many.
Number one, we're going to go with our European connections. Jetty Osman, Ante Zizek.
Okay, that's two.
Colin Sexton.
3.
Jordan, the Michael Jordan of basketball, Clarkson.
I like to he's the Michael Jordan of Philippine national team.
That's 4, right? Matthew Dellavedova.
All right.
Part of our United Nations basketball squad. Well, we already talked about Blossom Game. I wouldn't have remembered him, but I know of him quite well. Let's see, who else is on? Larry Nance Jr.
Okay,
he's probably 7. He's probably tied with Jetty as my favorite player on the team. Let's see if I think back. Rodney Hood's gone. Sauskas is gone. Obviously, Cavs legend.
There's 3 really easy ones you haven't gotten.
Okay, let me think back. Channing Frye.
Okay.
Is he one of the easy ones?
Yeah.
Okay, good. trying to think back of games I watched last year because I don't think I've watched enough this year to even. Okay, two more easy ones at least, and that gets me to 10. So that would be a good challenge.
There's two that I thought you would be the first two you would say.
Okay, so let me think. You didn't think I would say Jetty first?
I mean, maybe. It's a toss-up.
You know me. I mean, like a normal person versus
an eccentric
sports fan like myself. So the easy ones. Oh, Tristan Thompson.
Yes.
You know, one of our good players. One of our players who would play on another team. And, you know, make another team.
Literally the most famous guy on the team.
Jetty Osmond. Kevin Love. He hasn't played in so long that he's barely on the team. Like, he's more of a team mascot at this point.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know that he'll ever play again, and I'm fine with that. I kind of like that he just hangs out with the team.
Just wears hoodies with suit jackets.
But, like, fashionable ones.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I got 10. That was pretty good.
I mean, can you get any more? You think it's it?
Let me think.
There's one I saw play in person, and I would have forgot he was on the team. So that's okay.
Oh, man. What are our bigs like? This is riveting podcasting. I think that's it for the sake of
You did not name Dang Adele.
Yeah.
Who I would have completely forgot about. Marquise Chris, who I mentioned to you like 20 minutes ago.
Right. Well, but he, you know, okay.
John Henson and Brandon Knight, and none of those three guys have played for the Cavs yet. So
yeah, Jim Henson is the joke I make every time I see that.
David Nwaba, who has been in the rotation.
Yeah.
When he's been healthy all year. And, of course, J.R. Smith, who's been exiled from the team.
Oh, yeah, J.R. Smith is still on the team. And, well, like, they're not going to buy him out. And he already had said he didn't want to be bought out.
Yeah, they're not going to buy him out because his contract has a big expiring next year. Even though most teams aren't trading for expiring contracts as much anymore. But I guess it's better than just giving him money for nothing.
Right. And your chicks
are free. At least now he can't do anything but... I mean, he's still doing nothing.
Right? Didn't he just go to a Knicks game?
Yeah, he should.
I had to stop following him on social media because he had the account of a 14-year-old girl.
When you post inspirational memes.
Well, but also like the just got broken up with memes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He was kind of the, if you don't like me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best type memes. Now, this is a little bit sad. according to the Cavs subreddit, Nick Stauskas posted an Instagram story from the Cavaliers headquarters of like a Cavs sign. Like he was almost as if he was excited to be here. It wasn't him saying he was excited to be here, but it was a picture that he like did show up at least. Like he didn't just stay where he was and wait to be traded again. He was like, all right, I'll take a flight to Cleveland. I'll see what's going on.
I mean, he's from Canada, so I like it in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a picture of his girlfriend, I think, and his dogs, but he deleted his Instagram story if it was there.
Okay. That's where it was, so.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it's what could have been, you know?
Especially, I mean, I would delete it, too, after I got traded.
Oh, well, the other thing is, like... So there were some big moves that happened today. That was all covered by Craig and Andrew. But like the worst is when you're like, you see all these moves and you're like, I don't know who that is. Like, and everybody's like, oh, that's a big get for the Kings. And you're like, I don't know who that is. And I guess we were about to talk about this and then I said, no, let's turn on the microphones and record this. But I've said it before that Kevin Durant is single-handedly responsible for kind of ruining the NBA in that every league has the promise of a championship to motivate people to stick out situations that might not be great, as in like LeBron and Kyrie here in Cleveland and the Toronto nonsense and stuff like that. And then once Kevin Durant went to the Warriors, everybody saw the Cavs lose twice in a row and went, okay, well, guess nobody's winning the championship but them, so I might as well just go where I want to.
Yeah.
So, like, Anthony Davis is like, I don't really like it here in New Orleans. And even though we could be okay here, since there's no chance in hell that I'm going to win a championship or even progress relatively far in the playoffs, I'm just going to blow it up. And it's like, yeah, if I can kind of hook my star to somebody else's star and we get four or five guys together, maybe. But, like, the whole concept of sticking it out and because maybe we'll win just doesn't happen anymore. And so it kind of has made all of this trade nonsense like, okay, so I don't remember who posted it, so I'm going to steal the joke and attribute it to a Twitter user that I follow that said, okay, this is going to be a hell of a race to see who loses to the Warriors in five. You know, it's, so any moves in the East are, it just doesn't matter.
To be fair to them, though, both Philadelphia and Toronto have, like, gone all in on trying to make the finals.
Yeah, for sure. And if you haven't, I mean, since the Cavs dominated it for 4 years.
Yeah.
But. But yeah, and that's a big deal for all of those teams. And that's where in Cleveland, it's like, yeah, well, we did that four times. We won it one time, which was awesome. But then now, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, except for the championship, it's just a bunch of different NBA Finals hats in my closet.
Right, and I have two of them. The one that kind of is denim looking from the first one, that was the best one.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny that the last thing I guess I'll say about this trade deadline is I agree with you about the Kevin Durant ruining it, and people are just like, well, nobody comes to the games in New Orleans. Nobody cares. I don't want to be here, et cetera, et cetera. He wants out. Everybody's just like, oh, if I'm going to lose, I'd rather go someplace that's nicer or the fans care more or I'm friends with the players, whatever.
Right.
But I wanted the Cavs to get Brandon Knight as a backup point guard like 4 years ago because I thought he could be like a younger Mo Williams in terms of just shooting and play good with LeBron. But I don't want him anywhere on this roster now.
Right. No, and there's no like, what are you building right now?
Well, I just took him to get the draft pick, right? They're just going to eat that $16 million salary.
such a weird concept. Because, like, to me, in the NBA, like, these second-round picks, when's the last second-round pick that has, like, worked out into a good player in the NBA?
Like, what do you mean by good player, though?
Well, I guess you're right. If you're talking about the Cavs, role player on a playoff team, like,
there's a decent amount of second round picks that have become role players, but in terms of like franchise guys, you're right. There or even like big time rotation guys, not really a lot. I would say Chris Middleton probably. He made the All-Star team this year. He was a second round pick.
All right. I'm just saying, that
was like 6 years ago.
The NFL fans go, hell yeah, 5 second round picks. It's like, okay, well.
Well, they didn't get 2 first round picks, too.
Yeah, one of them's a Houston one, which is pretty much a second round pick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But they got to pay him more, so that'll be good.
That's true. Yeah.
He gets a guaranteed contract. I don't know. Chris Middleton was the first one that came to mind. That's in terms of like a star or an all-star and not just like a sixth man type rotation guy. But you're right. Draymond Green, He was a second round pick.
Okay. Well, as much as I don't like the guy, that's probably pretty true. Yeah. Anyway, it's just tough to be a fan of the NBA right now.
Do you want
now,
me to keep poking all. Holes in your theories, Dave?
I named 10 guys that were on the Cavs. That gives me a little bit of clout right now. It's just tough to be a fan of the NBA to me. Like, because
it's tough also.
A Warriors fan and you're just a complete shit eater that you're like, even that's got to be boring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a secondary market fan that's just like, oh, I guess it's easier to get tickets to the games now.
True. I do think there's probably two markets where fans are more invested than they have been in a while, and that's Toronto and Milwaukee.
Yeah. I like Milwaukee. It's a feel-good story.
Yeah. Even though they traded Thon Maker. And it upset Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm proud of you for saying that name.
Thanks.
And like even in attempting it, I would have just said the Greek freak because those are easy words to say.
The one thing that got me to pronounce his name correctly was, I forget what it was. Somebody on a broadcaster would always call him Giannis, and it just got really old really fast. So I was like, okay, Antetokounmpo. All right, I'm going to learn how to say his last name.
Yeah,
too.
Just going with the first name because you don't want to say the last name. That's a little weak.
And yeah, and he said the G too. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Giannis.
Easier to get tickets to the Cavs. I'm sure the experience is kind of fun, but again, every time I look, I check the score and like, oh, they're only down 6, and then you check it at the end. Oh, well, lost by 19. Whatever.
Hey, I watched that Celtics game. Was it last night, the night before? And they kept it within 9 pretty much the whole game.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, maybe they can make a run. No, they can't. They can't make a run.
Yeah, they can't make a run because they cut it to 3. And then you realize that, of course, they're going to overplay on Delly, who is the only 3-point shooter. And Alex Burke is going to miss 4 layups, and they have nobody else that can even attempt to score.
Well,
so,
and then
no,
he paid for
over.
It by getting traded, shipped out of town.
Yeah, go to Houston. Enjoy yourself in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. This is your train out of here, buddy.
He could have a highlight video on the Cavs, and it's just the one game against the Nets that he won with a dunk.
That is true. And I would watch it. I would watch it on YouTube, and I would like and subscribe.
You got to boost those counts.
So,
you know, if you like and subscribe to a video, it means you enjoyed the content on the channel.
This is a very low energy podcast. But it's just such a kind of weird time in sports that we're so.
Do you want to get hyped, Dave? You want to get hyped? Can you believe the Indians are almost going into spring training and all the moves they have made have been completely negative?
Pitchers and catchers report unless the Indians are like, we don't need catchers. We traded them. It's tough to get excited about the Indians, even though they're going to be a good team. They're going to win the AL Central because they're good enough to do that.
Every other team is bad.
And every other team is terrible. Like, we're in a perfect spot, except...
Just simulate the season like franchise mode in Madden.
Yeah, exactly. Just let me get to the playoffs, and then we'll just lose in the playoffs for whatever, because they left the bat somewhere else. And
the good thing is I won't get excited for them this year, so I won't feel disappointment when they get swept in the first round.
Well, it's tough, and this has got to be a tough job, and I've unsubscribed from a couple of these just because it gets a little bit annoying. But like, imagine you're the social media person for the Indians or the Cavs, and you're like, you have to make your 38th tough night tonight at the queue post. Like, oh, not our night. Which night has been your night? Like, how many different ways to, yep, we're bad, so we lost.
We still have Q-shaped pretzels.
Yeah. Screen still real big.
The Humongotron.
It's a great screen.
The Indian social media was actually getting into arguments with the fans on Instagram today.
Yeah, I could see that happening, because the Indians, they're like, let's get condescending to the fans, because anybody, it's like a underperforming stand-up comedian. It's like, well, these people just don't get my kind of humor.
It's not that go it's, over your head.
Yeah. Oh, you little brains here, this small shit town, don't understand.
Can I take a very quick detour for a second and tell you one Please. Of the most embarrassing things that I've ever seen? So they used to have these things at the Cleveland Improv back in the day where you would audition for the club's general manager to try to get on their showcase, and then okay. they would book you for the club off the showcase. So it'd be awkward anyways, because you're in a room full of comedians and nobody's going to laugh. And yeah. the general manager's a jaded guy who's seen everything, so he's not going to laugh anyways. He's
also not going to laugh.
And this guy goes up there and he tells this joke about, which was like a hack joke that had been done a lot, about why isn't there a bra bomber on airplanes, so then at least all the ladies have to take their bras off instead of us all having to take our shoes off. And the guy in the back didn't even like move his face. He just like rolled his eyes and he goes, yeah, I bet that one went over all your heads, huh? It's about making girls take their bras off so you see their boobs. Get it? And he was just like, it's hack. And then the guy walked off stage in silence.
You know, so not everybody can take a fine, crafted, subtle piece of humor like that, especially in a town like Cleveland, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's so intelligent.
Maybe, you know, if Louis does that at the Cellar, you know, maybe that crowd gets it, but yeah
maybe they're a good comedy crowd. Those rubes in Midwestern cities don't get that kind of stuff.
You just don't understand baseball.
Exactly. That's honestly, the Indian social media is telling bra bomber jokes right now and getting mad that the crowd is unhappy about
right.
it.
Right. The team is telling bra bomber jokes. Exactly. And the social media team is assigned defend that man. It's like if the bra bomber joke guy brought another guy to say that stuff for him, like,
yeah,
because you know they don't want to, but they kind of like, oh geez, I gotta go.
If you took a video of it and posted it online, and then they had to defend it to anybody who could comment about how it's a bad joke.
So I don't envy the position, but you're right. It seems like they relish like arguing with people and getting into it with people. And my favorite / least favorite thing about that kind of argument on Twitter and such is I don't know why a fan of one particular sport has to be mad at the fan of another particular sport about them liking that sport. So like people always use the argument, especially if you get into the topic of attendance with an Indians fan, and I'm an Indians fan, hell, but it's like, oh, well, the Browns, they can suck and they still sell that place out. They've sucked for 20 years. They like, first of all, no, they don't sell it out. They sell all the tickets because the other team's fans come to it. And also they sell it out because there's 8 a year and you have 80.
They sell it out because they were gone for 3 years.
Right.
And maybe if the Indians went away for 3 years, people would appreciate it more, but I'm not using that as a suggestion to get attendance up.
Well, and I'm also saying that if the Indians had 8 home games,
oh yeah, they'd all sell.
Those would sell out.
You know, not everybody wants to look at Mo Vaughn trucking signs in the upper deck.
Well, the upper deck looks so much like that original rendering that it's tough to look away.
Yeah. Well, the upper deck looks like somebody had a garage sale and then never put out their items.
The upper deck looks like a science fair where a bunch of the kids were disqualified because their parents did the projects.
The upper deck looks like somebody took their design philosophy from minor league stadiums.
The upper deck looked like someone used Mo Vaughn's graphic design company.
Ooh. The upper deck is as visually appealing as Mo Vaughn was.
As Mo Vaughn's upper deck.
He did have that big old earring he would always wear during the games, though.
And I'm looking at a picture of it now. I know we were doing the bit where we were doing the same opening line, but it's like they didn't even sell all the ad space.
No.
Like it's kind of starting to look like Major League 2, where Dorn didn't have enough money to run the team, so he had to like get really lowbrow ads all over the place. And now it just kind of looks like that.
I mean,
I love the opening up the part.
They have an ad for the Cleveland Indians charity, so you know they didn't sell that one.
Car Parts Warehouse. Mo Vaughn Trucking. Minutemen.
Staffing.
Yeah, and Victory Packaging. The ones I'm seeing in this picture. That's from 2017.
Oh, yeah, I see it right now. MCPC.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
McPC, it's the PC that McDonald's tried to do.
It's like a laptop, but the top keeps your cool things cold and the bottom keeps your warm things warm.
Yeah, so I do like that they opened up the park. That was excellent for it. I love the neighborhoods. It's a fun time to go down to that park. But I'll tell you one thing. Weeknights, they're not good for me. You know?
Are you speaking for yourself or Northeast Ohio?
Personally, I'm speaking for myself. Is that
okay?
I'd love to go to more games. Weeknights, they're not a great time for me. You know what is a good time for me? Sundays at 1 o'clock.
That makes sense. I also don't know how good of an idea it is that like so many of their promotions are like, please get drunk here.
Yeah, they're really going for that young drunk crowd.
It's like you better. There's not enough housing downtown to make up for how much they're encouraging you to come to the stadium and use it as a bar.
Get two free beers, and a third one will kind of just slip you.
You could have two expensive ones, and then one of just whatever.
Yeah, a can of something. I do like, and I think it would improve attendance as well as the sales. You read about with the Super Bowl being in Hotlanta, their concession prices.
Yes.
And it's a big thing when, okay, so you can go to the Indians game, you can get a $10 ticket and you can get in, but you're still dropping $100 if you're going there with someone else and you plan on having a beer or a Pepsi or a hot dog, you know, you're dropping a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I think that it's kind of, opening day, charge whatever you want. There's going to be people there and stuff like that. But if one time you're trying to fight the battle of get more people here, and the other time you're like, but I'm going to try to squeeze them for all I can while they're here. Especially since it's hot dogs. Like, we know that the dollar dog is not a losing night for them.
No.
Because a hot dog in a bun does not cost a dollar.
They have the same marketing philosophy as the WWE, which is not a good thing. Like, hey, we're running off our longtime fans with some of our business decisions, but the ones that we still do have, we will soak for every cent they're worth.
They're going to do what they were going to do anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem, Indians Twitter.
Fight me about it. @Chris_Clem.
Do something about it.
It's a very weird podcast we're doing tonight, but I'm here for it. It's going to kind of get overshadowed by Andrew and Craig's anyway.
Yeah. Well, I feel like while we're at it, we should take shots at a Cleveland-based Ohio State Buckeyes fans.
This time, not under the guise of satire. This one, we're going straight up. What is with
you
people?
I'm just going to burn it all down. I don't care. You could take the fallout, Dave.
Beach nuts forever.
Big beach nut weekend.
Listen, we tried to get Dylan on here, and he would not do it. He didn't say what he had to do, but he just used three crying emojis in a row.
That's true.
Was he really crying?
He didn't say why.
Dylan, were you really crying? Are you listening? I don't think anybody's listening at this point.
He put an anvil on his head, Bitmoji.
See, the problem is I kind of just wanted to talk to you and kind of hang out. But if I just said to my wife, hey, I'm going to go talk to Chris Klemm for an hour, it would be weird. But since we're recording it and I'm going to post it to something, this makes it better.
Yeah, now we can get the numbers on it.
Yeah, we can see how many people are interested in this. I was recalling today there was a Hard Times article that low attendance turns live podcast recording into regular podcast recording. and I will go back to, I think it was LeBron's first year back. Craig and I did a live podcast at the Dog in Stowe. And we had scheduled it like a month in advance so we could build buzz and interest. And after we had scheduled it, about a week before, the Cavs released their playoff schedule and there was a playoff game like a half an hour after our podcast was supposed to start. And we had two attendees, one of whom was my sister. The other was her like 10-year-old daughter. So
I remember this vividly because I was in town and I was going to come to your podcast and then I did something else because the game was that night.
Right. Like everyone else. Everyone else made plans to go watch the game.
I think, yeah, I might have been at, I think the game was in town and I went to the game. That's why I was there.
That's the only good excuse. So you had decided to come back to Northeast Ohio for the podcast. But
no,
then
there was
got tickets to
there
the
was
game.
A reason I was home.
Tell it my way.
Okay, I came back. For the I podcast. Saw you guys were doing a podcast, and I was like, "Oh, the Nervous Dog in Stowe. That place is great. Any excuse to go there and to hear a live podcast by Dave and Craig. What's not to love?" And then, of course, I was given free tickets to the game, so instead, I had to go. I felt guilty out of obligation.
Yeah, and. And it is a big thing because you know how much about Craig and I's dynamic can change when we're in front of a big crowd.
He's electric in front of a live audience. Have you ever seen the introduction to the Goonies?
Plays it safe, that guy, because he's in insurance and that's what they do.
Everybody's still raving about when they showed Fright Night at the Chagrin Cinemas about how electric he was that night.
Just a buck. Same price as a beer at Rodeo Palojas.
They're both great values.
What a weird podcast.
But do Rodeo Palojas have Instagram ads with action figures? I don't think so. Only when you see Ghostbusters at the Chagrin Cinemas will you get an action figure in your shot in
here's
front
a call
of
to,
the falls.
Here's a call to action, Craig. When's your next movie? I haven't heard anything about a next movie. So I want to know what's coming up. Let's do your predictions. Give me three movies that he should do next. And I'll give you... we'll go back and forth.
I said Fright Night earlier, but that I think that's R-rated. But they have to be, what, 80s movies and relatively family-friendly. So my first pick is going to be Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Okay. I'm going to go Three Men and a Baby.
Ooh, that's a good one. I will go with Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Okay. You've kind of paved the way on the Schwarzenegger too. The action, but kids say funny things to him. Man, that's tough. I'm gonna stick with the kids theme and go Look Who's Talking. Although
I'm gonna
might be PG-13.
I'm gonna one up your kids theme and go with Baby Boom.
Ooh, Wow, that's a good one. Is that Kathleen Turner?
No, it's Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton.
Yeah, and right. Harold Ramis.
He's excellent, or was. R.I.P. Harold Ramis.
Yes.
Then I am going to go, he's going, aiming not for the parents, but he's aiming for the kids. And we're showing the Land Before Time.
Oh, that's a great call. A dinosaur cartoon. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's like Jurassic Park, but without the eating of people. It's just them walking around.
I can already see the toy dinosaur in front of the falls.
So can I. I'm picturing it right
on
now.
On Instagram. That should have been what I picked him on, based on what he could take a picture in front of the falls with.
Yeah, what's he going to do for Kindergarten Cop?
I don't know.
He'd rule it out.
Maybe it could be him standing in front of the falls saying, get to the chopper, even though that's a different movie.
That's true. You could just put a Terminator.
Yeah. You can get an Arnold action figure. Baby Boom's harder. You got to get like a pregnant lady, or Look Who's Talking. You got to get somebody's baby. His kids are too old.
Yeah. Yeah. Even my kid's too old for that picture.
Yeah. You got to get a fresh baby.
So I know it's great to break news here on a podcast, but everybody is losing their minds that the Lakers just beat the Celtics, and I just can't care. I don't know. I just can't care about it.
They would be a lot less excited if they knew the Celtics almost just lost to the Cavs.
Right. Like, I think the Lakers' opening locker room speech was, listen, the Cavs kept it within 9 most of the game. So
the Celtics really don't have that good of a record for how
for
good
they should. Yeah. And I think they're doing what the Cavs did for the last 2 years with LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as we make it to the playoffs, we'll be fine. And I think they are going to go through the East pretty well.
Yeah, they're the 4 seed right now, but I could easily see them being in the finals without much of a sweat. Did you see, on the topic of the Lakers, did you see that Lonzo Ball was like bragging on Instagram that he didn't get traded?
Yeah, the we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird situation out there in the Los Angeles, because like, what are you supposed to do if you're one of those guys that LeBron's yelling at? Because we all know he yelled at guys. And like, okay, so now you just like, all right, well, I guess I'll get yelled at by LeBron for the rest of this year until the end of this year when he finds somebody better to yell at.
Yeah.
It's just got to be such a weird thing to play with him.
It's got to be not fun.
Yeah. Like Kevin Love was like, well, I got really cool hoodies, so I'm gonna stick it out with him. And Kyrie for a few years was like, well, I'm planning my sustainable future community that I'm gonna live in, so I'll stick it out for a little while. And then when he found out, you know, something about solar power, he was like, no, never mind. I'm out of here. I'm not dealing with this. I'm gonna go design this self-sustaining community now and be really, really crazy.
It's tough though to go to Boston, because the amount of sunlight they get there is not that much more than Cleveland. If you really want to build that community,
he's going to need to move out into somewhere sunnier. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he should end up in Phoenix.
And I like that Channing Frye is not afraid to just clown on LeBron.
Channing Frye willingly came back to the Cavs without LeBron being there.
Yeah.
It was like,
he just wanted new fodder for his Instagram stories of just random people on the bus, on the team bus, that he could just film and go, what's up with this guy?
He had a great one last week of his water bottle in his car being frozen solid.
That's the content almost as equal to the excitement level of this podcast we're doing right now. It's going to garner as much interest
Hey, look, Dave, I tried to start feuds. Like, you guys are trying to start feuds. I just took a big one on Indians Twitter.
Yeah, you did.
And yeah. I guarantee I've been definitely not at Progressive Field, but I've been to more Indians games in the last 2 years than most of those people complaining.
It's true. It's true. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, like, I tried to start some feuds, you know, on the Friday Fumble, we tried to start a feud. We got egg on our face all over it. So
you should have gone back to what you said before. Meet me at Rodeo Palohas Sunday. I'll be there. Say it to my face.
Yeah. Once you say it to my face, now that my back works and you're all of a sudden nowhere to be found. Mike Polk
His
Jr.
back's good. His back is good, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Sterling, 100%.
I'm going to say 80% is what my doctor said, but
85.
Close enough.
You're on to phase two.
Technical term for all the physical therapy lovers out there. All right. So Cavs made some deals. They have a bunch of picks.
Hey, Dave, before you wrap it up, did you know that people in other countries call physical therapy physio?
Whoa.
I met a guy from Canada after the Metallica concert I went to, and he said that Lars needs physio just to be able to play the drums.
You sure that wasn't
a trainer down there?
Oh, I thought that was a drink.
No.
Like, I thought it was like a off-brand LaCroix.
Physio.
He wants to have physio. He needs to drink two or three physios before he goes out there every night.
Oh, like FIZZY-O.
That's the Faygo LaCroix.
You know, the Faygo LaCroix is LaCroix. It's made by the same company.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big moneymaker for them. Like,
yeah.
Imagine you're the CEO of Faygo and you're like, all right, we got Juggalos. That's in the bag. We need to expand to moms. How are we going to do this? And they did it.
They did it. And not only that, they got Coke and Pepsi scratching their heads on how to compete.
Yeah. So far, the only ones to compete are the White Claw, and that's because that's like alcoholic.
Yeah. It's a side tangential market.
Yeah. But it's the Venn diagram's pretty big. The middle section.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you have fun at the Metallica concert?
Of course.
Did your wife have fun at the Metallica concert?
That's a better question. Did you have fun at the Metallica concert?
Yeah.
She said,
I heard the, yeah. I heard the tone. That's the right
answer. Okay.
I didn't, hate it.
Sorry, I was going to say, I'm doing this podcast for half the audience you and Craig did it for.
And probably half the audience that's still listening at this point.
You're probably correct.
I think your wife is the only person who has gotten this far, and that's because she's near you right now.
That's because I live in an apartment and there's not enough rooms for her to go into.
Even my dog walked out of this podcast. She's like, oh, geez. See, really?
Enough's
gonna...
enough.
I mean,
your
I liked
dog
it.
Walked when... out once I brought up Marquise Chris for the second time.
The dog walked out when she found out there weren't going to be any more LeBron is such an old head jokes. I like that I was attempting to start another joke line where we were like.
Dave, did you know that LeBron is such an old head? He thought they were trying to get Anthony Davis from the Jazz.
LeBron is such an old head that he tried to guard Rondo when Rondo tried to take the last shot. Because he thought he was on the Celtics.
That was within his playing career, though.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't say I was good at this right now. I haven't had to think of one in a while.
That's true. They've been out of your mind for almost a year.
A long time, yeah. LeBron is such an old head that the last time I thought about the Cavs, LeBron was on the Cavs.
LeBron is such an old head. I remember when he was on the Cavs the first time.
Man, think of the garbage players that played with him his first time.
I think about him all the time. My favorite remember when Jamario Moon said he was ready to come back when they brought back Mo Williams?
I'm going further back. I'm going, remember when Donyell Marshall was a viable player to play with LeBron James?
Oh, yeah. You remember when Donyell Marshall took his jersey off instead of his warm-up during a game? When he was checking in, he just took his actual jersey off.
Ira Neubel.
I mean, that guy's, he's kind of a legend. I think a better one would be like, you get, remember when the Cavs traded for Eric Williams and Tony Battee?
Yes.
And Tony Battee had a tattoo of the bat symbol and it said Battee forever.
I remember when Eric Snow were like, finally, legit point guard to pair with LeBron, Eric Snow. Finally.
Eric Snow should have been all the Lakers needed to know that a point guard who can pass and dribble but cannot shoot is the worst player to play with LeBron, because he didn't work good with him. And Rondo is basically a better version of Eric Snow. Neither of them can shoot, and whatever. Now it's like getting into actual stuff that everybody's talked about for so long. The Lakers roster construction makes no sense. It turns out Magic Johnson knows nothing about managing.
Stick to theaters, buddy.
Yes. Stick to opening up Starbucks in low income neighborhoods.
All right. Well, I'm wrapping it up. I mean, I don't have any more LeBron is an old head jokes. I don't want to recap too much.
That's fair.
But I'm glad you were able to talk with me for a while.
Me too. You brought up old Cavs players, so I can remember that Eric Williams said in an interview that he was bullied as a kid and they called him Great Tusk because his teeth were so big. And me and my friends only referred to him as Great Tusk after that.
That's worth this whole episode, knowing that. And now I kind of wish that a current Cav player would give a bullying story from their youth.
You know, Jaron Blossom game got something.
Yeah, and that's like probably the shortened version of his name or something like that. You know, they had to shorten it to Blossom game.
It was probably stupid kid stuff like, Blossom ain't got no game.
Man, because when he was a kid, Blossom was on too.
Oh, man. Jaron 6 game.
Whoa. All right, that's enough for tonight. Thank you, Chris, for joining me. Thank you, listeners.
Joey Lawrence
for the win on that one. Thank you for listening. My name is Dave. This is Chris Clem. This has been the WaitingForNextYear.com podcast.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, I think that was good enough.
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right. I've never done it. So, no, right.